Well, I have been looking forward to this one for a while. And as a matter of fact, been cooking up this idea probably for a couple of weeks now, since before we took off with a group of 16 people on an airplane for a place called Guatemala. And we get to talk about it today. Welcome to the Midweek Motivation Podcast, where we bring practical help for your faith and life. Here's today's episode. I want to welcome Tracy and Lacey to the podcast today, and all of you who are listening to this opportunity to get some midweek motivation. So my name is Gabe Kolstad, and I want to just give you both a chance to introduce yourself. So Tracy, how you're connected.
My name's Tracy. I've been here at the church about over 16 years, work in the kids ministry and work with CR.
Yeah. CR, Celebrate Recovery.
Celebrate Recovery.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. You've been a powerhouse with both of those, and we're so grateful for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Lacey, hi.
Hi. I'm and let's see, I've been at Westside for almost a year now.
Okay.
I think in May it'll be a year. And currently leading a life group or a growth group. And let's see, I've got...
Which group are you leading? I'm just curious.
Women's Connection Group.
Okay, great.
Fellowship for Women.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I have five boys, ranges age from...
Is your husband in that number? Or he's extra, so it's six,
okay,
right?
Okay, so I have six boys at home.
All right.
My youngest is 10, and my oldest is 20, and then, of course, my husband.
So. Okay, cool. Wow. Well, it's been great to get to know you guys as well. I just want to, you know, we're going to rewind a little bit and go back to what was it like, because we just got back from a mission trip to Guatemala. And was it good or was it good?
It was amazing. Incredible.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
I know. And I mean, it was only 7 days. We were gone for 8 days total, right? Yeah. We all probably wished, you know, that there was a zero on the end of that. It was so good, right?
It was like the longest week of my life and the shortest week of my life all at the same time.
I think we all felt the same way.
I was pleasantly surprised that it did not go by super fast. So it was
while
it
we
was
were there,
so
right?
good. Yeah.
Yeah. And but then as soon as we got on the airplane to come home, I was like, wait, that was too fast.
Yeah.
we wanna kind of open up the curtain a little bit for those who are watching and listening that might feel like, wait, one thing I've always wanted to do is go on a mission trip to, or go someplace around the world and serve. Or maybe it's as simple as, I feel like there might be a greater purpose in my life and I don't know how to get to it. Unpack that a little bit today. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start just by asking a question, and either one of you can take a stab at it. But what made you decide to go on this trip?
Well, for me, I've always wanted to go on a mission trip. I mean, it's been a dream of mine for I don't know how long. And there was always something from being able to do that. And when this popped up at Westside, I didn't even bring it up to my husband because I didn't think he was going to say yes.
Okay.
So when we were in church one Sunday, right before the introduction meeting or the first meeting, he nudged me and he said, "Do you want to go?" And I want to go. So that to me was a sign that this was something that God, you know, had in the works for me. And this is something that I was going to do. So he's like, okay, go get signed up.
That's amazing. That's
cool. Yeah.
Great support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, really was.
Cool. How about you, Tracy? Okay.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. And Felice is the director of Eagle's Nest, where we went in Guatemala. Yeah.
I was doing the VBS with Bedrock. Okay. With Hunter Mosher. And she was there for the week.
This was here in Beaverton, right?
Yes.
And so she flew in from Guatemala to help lead a weekday kind of project for kids in the community.
We were raising money for Crocs for the kids.
Okay.
Because it rains all the time there.
In Guatemala,
So I got to meet her and told her I had a heart for special needs kids. And she's like, you have to come down.
Okay.
And so she kept saying, you have to come down.
She invited you down. Great. Okay.
So
when you saw it come up at Westside, you know, you were just like, okay, that's my green light.
Yeah. I prayed about it. And then we were kind of like, if you do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Cause you guys knew each other before this.
Yeah.
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 That's neat. So you were going into it with a pact.
Yeah. We
that's
went
cool.
in together.
Yeah. I wonder if that's that made it easier for you, knowing that you had sort of a buddy in it.
It did for me because I'm fairly new to the church, and so I didn't really know anyone else in that room. So it was a comfort to know that I was going to be with somebody that I knew. And
yeah. Okay. All right, here's the second question, and I'm sure that this one is going to be relevant, but what were your fears before the trip?
Leaving Connor.
Mm. Okay,
it's the longest I've been away from Connor in 2 years.
Yeah.
So,
but for those who don't know, tell a little bit about that story.
My son has cancer.
Yeah.
And he went in, and it looks like he's coming out of it.
Okay.
There's some changes. So
he's having some hard times.
Yeah. So we're just turning it over to God, but mm-hmm. this is the longest I've been away from him
yeah.
since he was diagnosed. So, but God was like, I need you. He's really tapping on my shoulder. Said, I need you to love me first. Trust me.
Mm.
You know, like I did when Connor was diagnosed, I had to go into full submission to God. And he's like, I need you to do that. I've got Connor again. I need you to go. So.
Wow.
It was super cool.
That would be scary though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Lacey, did you have any fears?
Not really fears. I had concerns, of course. Some minor health concerns that might have made it difficult mm-hmm. or uncomfortable. But like Tracy said, it was just a matter of, okay, I'm going to trust you, Lord, that you've got this covered. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah, because I mean, we had talked, met, you know, for, I don't know, a couple of months before we left. Mm-hmm. And we had tried our best to get everybody, you know, psychologically prepared for this. But one of the things that I know came up in our group was, okay, we're going to 7,000 foot elevation.
Yes.
You know, there's terrain to think about. There's food. There's bugs to think about, right? And you know a little bit too much about that now after this trip.
I had no idea that there were scorpions in Guatemala right. until I saw one in my room. So that was freaky.
Yeah. We had a third roommate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
For a minute.
For a minute. God rest his soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What about financially? Was that something that you felt comfortable with? Because it was not cheap to go.
I was comfortable with it. I mean, it was definitely going to be a challenge, mm-hmm. but we were prepared, you know, to do what it took mm-hmm. to actually.
Yeah. And okay.
For me, no. Money was the last thing because God has been so provisional mm-hmm. with Connor's cancer that I'm like out of like almost $250,000 in medical bills, $2,000's nothing for God. So I was like, thank goodness that was the least. Yeah.
But at the same time, neither one of you had the money to go when you decided to go.
Right.
You were just comfortable that God would figure it out.
Yes.
And you were committed to the process, each one of you. I mean, we watched that happen. So that was pretty cool. It's not like you were sitting back doing nothing, right? You were letting people know and.
Yeah, and I didn't really think about fundraising when I signed up mm-hmm. or, you know, reaching out to get help from family and mm-hmm. friends. It was a huge blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't want to ask because people had been so generous with Connor.
Okay.
That I didn't want to ask anybody for help, but some people did anonymously donate, wow. and I pulled half of it out of my retirement. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was cool.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of fast forward. We met as a group. We got to know each other. There was a lot of bonding that was happening even before we ever like took off, which was really cool. But what was a challenge you had to overcome as a part of the trip?
Like while we were there?
Yeah. Or was there any challenge that you had to overcome?
I struggle with anxiety and, you know, being in a new place with new people and being stretched and challenged. It was a little difficult, but not as hard as I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And really just an amazing experience.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I got to really figure out that my Spanish wasn't so great. So it really pushed me and stretched me. And the longer we were there, the more it came out. So
it did. Yeah. We all watched you kind of start being almost
starting to get comfortable,
fluent. I mean, having great conversations and
with kids.
Yeah, with kids. That's pretty cool. I'd love to hear, as we're just kind of chatting about this, do you guys have a favorite moment as you're looking back now? You know, we've been home for going on, I don't know, 4 or 5 days. Do you have a favorite moment?
For me, I loved the work that we did.
Describe it for the people that are watching and listening.
So we had 3 different teams for work, but I was on the rock team. So we were hauling wheelbarrows full of rocks and sand down this really steep hill and dumping them. And in the hot sun, but that was, it was rewarding for me. And it just felt really good to accomplish what I don't think they really thought that we could get done, mm-hmm. but we did. We got it, you know, everything done. And it just felt really good to contribute in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to say it's the kids.
Just being around them. Mm-hmm. And again, just some perspective and insight, this children's home is like decades-long partnership for our church and mm-hmm. has done so much good in that community. So that was kind of the focus of our activity, was helping the children. Yeah. Again, you said the rock team. We had a painting team, right? And then what was the other team that we did?
Cleaning and organizing.
Cleaning and organizing, yeah, yeah.
So Gabe and I were on the painting team.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, you guys rocked it. Oh, you guys were amazing. You guys put in extra hours.
We were
overtime.
A stubborn team. We're like, it's getting done. So Gabe kind of like, we're coming back.
Yeah.
So what was your, what was a favorite memory with the kids that you have?
Vicky.
Special needs girl.
Mm-hmm.
Nonverbal.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Who had a lot of because of what her mom had done to her.
Mm.
And it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you definitely have a magic touch, honestly.
Absolutely.
And it kind of rubbed off on the rest of us. I think it gave us, a lot of us gave us courage to, because, I mean, like, I'll just go and be vulnerable for a minute. For me, as a bit of an introvert, mm-hmm. as now, you know, my kids are all grown, so I'm sort of out of the routine and rhythm of what it looks like to get down on the ground and have kids stomping all over you and stuff like that. You know, there was a little bit of like self-consciousness in that for me. And then even more so with the special needs kids, because I'm like, I don't know, you know? And what was cool was watching you and then getting a little bit of courage from that. And I saw that the rest of us got comfortable, you know, as we realized, okay, this is actually just, you know, be next to them, you know, respond like just be yourself, you know.
Yeah. They're actually more cool than we are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was cool. Wow. Okay, I wanted to ask a question that I think maybe for me is always important in a time like this, an experience that's new, new place, new food, new money, new sights, sound, you know, bugs and all that. But I'd love to know what you learned about yourselves.
Well, that's one of the harder questions to answer, I think. But I think I learned that despite the challenge, you know, or the discomfort, that as long as I'm stepping out in what God has called me to do, it's going to be okay. And I'll be okay.
Hmm.
And I can do that with confidence.
That's great. Yeah.
It was being surprised how comfortable I was down there. And I struggle with people. I'm like letting them in. And I found these 15 people that are my tribe. So for me, that's what surprised me the most, is I actually genuinely love everybody and found commonality and trust mm-hmm. with everybody on our trip.
Yeah, I did too. It was kind of remarkable how quick we all gelled together, mm-hmm. you know, and my wife, Melissa, was really the one who led the organized everything ahead of time. And I was so grateful for her doing that. But we talked like 100 times during this trip that it was really like we kept saying, you guys are the dream team, you know, and it was really cool watching 16 people who'd never really worked together. Work together like a machine and like fluid, you know, like unity and respect and, you know, concern and compassion for each other. It was really neat. And I think maybe that's a lesson that I learned about our team, was that if the mission is we're able to kind of leap to that faster. And maybe that's a takeaway for those listening. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes what we need to do is lean into our mission, our calling, and sometimes when life feels like it's out of whack or you just aren't in your flow, and figure out why, you know, maybe you're down. Sometimes it's calling or it's mission related. And if you could get a little closer to that, you know, because we even before this recording started, we were talking about how like, you know, we get back home and just a tiny bit of depression, you know, just a tiny bit of disappointment. Like, oh man, that was so fun. Could we go back? Well, anyways, I appreciate
we had to get out of
sharing.
Our own way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And get out of our own heads.
Yeah. How do you think we do that?
We did. We were so dependent on God and we prayed together. And I mean, we were all just really focused and leaning on each other.
Yeah.
So I think we all just got out of our own way.
Beautiful that everybody came with their own gifts and, you know, that everybody was called to go on this mission trip. And they just displayed their gifts so beautifully and confidently, and everybody just had, you know, and we really all did work together so well.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
And you know, thinking about what we learned, one of the things I learned was about the team. Watching people, and you could see sort of the light bulb come on when somebody was either discovering or rediscovering their strengths in our. Obvious when you're in a different culture, since you got a little bit of translating, like, oh yeah, I'm good at this. But watching that light bulb come on was really cool. And then there was this miniature reorganization happening where we realized, okay, yeah, let's put you in this and I'll get out of your way. And, you know, I'm going to go over here. And it was just fun to watch sort of that. The team was really coming to life as we all looked at, well, here's what I think I could contribute, you know.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
Right. Really and knowing fun. That where my weaknesses were, there was somebody else who filled that in with their strengths and that was amazing.
Yeah. For me, I tend to be the one that steps up and fills in spaces. And I didn't do that this time. I was specifically felt like I was supposed to stand back and just do what was needed.
Support.
And that was really cool for me.
Wow.
Yeah. To watch everybody. Spots and feel proud of themselves. And even just watching people pray out loud that have never done it before.
Right.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
I don't think there was one person on this team that didn't get stretched out of their comfort zone, right?
Oh, no.
We definitely all did. For me, it was the most just because I wanted to talk. I wanted to speak Spanish and I don't, you know, but, you know, then you get into the environment where you're like, oh yeah, smiles are universal. Laughter is universal. Mm-hmm. You know, playing on the ground is universal. Everybody can understand that. And so I think you get past the inhibitions or whatever.
Right.
And you just went into dad mode when we were in the playground and you had Chalo who has Down syndrome and you're tickling him and he's rolling around and then you're carrying him up somebody else upside down.
Yeah.
You just went right into dad mode and it was so cute.
You go back to what you know, I guess.
Yeah. And they were just
that was super fun.
That was fun.
One of the things that, so this actually started out, I don't know if you guys remember, but I think right out of the gate when we announced this, you guys were readily, you know, I want to go. But also with a whole bunch of other people, there was like 30 people on the list right out of the gate. 16 decided this was the right thing for them, you know, put the deposit down to make a commitment and then watched God bring the pieces together. I think everybody had some sort of what seemed like miraculous provision for money coming in that they didn't expect.
Especially Esther.
Especially team members, Esther, unbelievable, who none of us knew. She was born in Guatemala and grew up in Guatemala. And her first Sunday at Westside was the first day we announced we're going to go on a trip to Guatemala. And her eyes like opened way up and she goes, wow, I wonder if I should go. So then looked like she could make it, and God comes through.
And thank goodness she was there.
She was amazing.
Oh, that was so cool.
Probably one learning for me is just if we just relax and let God lead and sort of try to pay attention, we could see his hand on the formation of the right people being there. You know, the people with the like strengths probably.
Yep.
That was really a key. So we all had these great experiences, and I'm still thinking back to the great meals we had in the hall there, you know, with just incredible, people who haven't been to the Eagle's Nest don't know that we were in a paradise with the most amazing view volcanoes atop Lake Atitlan. And on the last morning, when we were getting ready to leave, I opened the curtain. It was still dark outside. And I looked across the horizon to Fuego, the volcano, the active volcano. And it was, you could see the lava smoke. And I tried my best to catch the lamest ever picture of it. But
no, but it was so cool.
But, you know, that all of that was like so amazing. And we had talked a little bit as a team about, okay, we just sort of created for ourselves, or God created for us, this mountaintop experience where...
Literally.
It was so great. Yeah, literally. At some point, we got to come down from the mountain, and we did. And, you know, and yeah, I think at some point we have to go, okay, how do we translate this now into something that doesn't just become a memory of something we did? How do we actually take this experience into our everyday lives? Have you, either one of you, thought about that, or you say, this is helping me take this forward?
I think it's built an immense trust in me, and like I said earlier, stepping out in what God calls me to do, and not taking everything for granted, and loving, not that I don't love everybody already, but reaching, I guess, beyond my normal circle and being comfortable with that. To serve and to love.
Yeah. I mean, and you're somebody who's already serving as a part of just your rhythm, your lifestyle. So you're just saying this maybe adds a layer, adds some texture to how you serve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. I love that.
I kept thinking of like Matthew 25. I think it's 37 through 40. When he said, you know, when I was sick, you took care of me.
Yeah. Jesus is talking there.
Mm-hmm. And he said, when you do for the least of us, you do this for me. Yeah. And we watched these people who live this with these kids that came with nothing, or they found them in the dumpster, literally, or the side of the road, and they had nothing. And we're literally take care of the least of us. Mm-hmm. And it impacts you, changes you.
Yeah.
So when I came back, I'm like, I'm drawn to street ministry. So I have something that works with some other people here about going out and working with the homeless, because they are the least of Portland. I feel like really strongly that we really need to reach out to those that are really hurting.
Mm-hmm. And they're everywhere. I mean, you know, even though our church isn't in the center of the city, we're in the suburbs, but it's all around us here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we need to take care of our own.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. I got to say, I'm so proud of both of you and the other 13 people besides us that were on this team, and all the people that supported us in this giant celebration we had on Sunday night with family and friends, and, you know, just all giving thanks to God for what he's done. But thank you for your courage to say yes, step up, to go out on this journey. And now hopefully we've got some new friends listening and watching who are going, maybe I'll do something like that. Maybe I'll step out of my comfort zone, or maybe I'll just lean into what is God's purpose for my life. And man, there's so much satisfaction, I think, out of that.
Absolutely.
Just can't let Satan talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Because he was not happy that we were going. Yeah.
I mean, everything God has for us is good. And so I wouldn't want anyone to miss out on those. Even if it's uncomfortable, it's, you know, it's good.
We don't grow when we're
true.
So it's such a blessing to do this.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. And thanks for sharing with everybody else.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Midweek Motivation. To make sure you don't miss any content in the future, please subscribe, share, and if you enjoyed this, give us a like. And consider popping by a Westside service some weekend. You can find out more at westsidecommunitychurch.com.